Have these long conversations up here before while you guys are singing. It's always fun. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Is it Easter?
No.
Gotcha. Finally. It is still Easter. What's Easter for a bunch more weeks yet, okay? So welcome. It is great to have all of you here. We heard a story this morning about a guy named Thomas. Do you remember what happened? No, it wasn't you this time. Yeah. For once, it wasn't you. No. So Jesus, after he was raised from the dead, a week later, showed up in the room where the disciples were. And all the disciples were there except for
Thomas.
Thomas wasn't there. And so they all saw Jesus and they talked to Jesus. And then later, when Thomas came back, he was off at the grocery store. They said, look, we've seen the Lord. And you know what Thomas said?
He did.
I don't think so. I don't think so. And oh no, we saw the Lord. And he says, well, until I see the wounds in his side and touch his hands, I will not believe. So you know what happened? A week later, after that, they were all up in the room, and this time Thomas was there, and he couldn't believe it. Guess who showed up? Jesus showed up again, and he said, Thomas, come and put your finger in the holes in my hands and your hand in my side. And old Thomas said, my Lord and my God. He finally believed. That's wondering. If it was so hard for Thomas, really hard for us. So I brought something really important with me that's here every Sunday that you hardly probably have never even noticed before.
I've noticed it thousands of times when I'm cleaning.
It's a terrible thing. What? You know what's in here?
Oil.
No. Looks like sand. Yeah. Do you know what's in? Looks like a banana. Yes, this is the liturgical banana.
No. I know this stuff, I saw that at another church before. You dip it in the wine and then you eat it. It's like bread.
You're right. You know what's in the jar?
Bread.
A banana.
Jesus.
What?
Did I shrink him or something?
Jesus is not a banana.
No, Jesus is not a banana. Jesus is in the glass right here. This was a gift. This was a gift for us from someone who gave this to us because they didn't know what it was. And I said, well, it's Episcopalian. What is Episcopalian? Even they ask that same question. The Episcopalians are just another group of Christians, but I could tell it was Episcopalian. You know why? You know whose head? Yeah, the head. You know whose head it is? Queen Elizabeth. It is. It's Queen Elizabeth, and she has three faces. It's all good. But anyway, it's Episcopalian. But Jesus, this is Jesus. You don't believe me? Why not? There you go. Well, that's one beautifully kind of way to talk about it. We know that Jesus is in the jar because Jesus is everywhere. Do you think he'll talk to you? Hello. You don't think that's what? Hello. Jesus is in the jar.
It looks like banana chips.
Nope. What it is? This is Jesus, and he's gluten free. How do we know that this is Jesus? Just like Thomas, you guys didn't believe me at first that Jesus was in the jar. But Jesus is in the jar because this is the bread, one of the breads that we use for communion every week. Even though we can't see and touch Jesus, like, you know, somebody earlier said, Jesus is white. And I said, no. Right?
Jesus, we can look at Jesus in different ways. Like some people see God as a woman. Some people see him as a man.
You're just going to do the children's sermons from now on. I'm going to sit in the pew, pretty much. But you're right. You're absolutely right. Jesus comes to us because God promised us that Jesus would come. The same Jesus that we talk about in the Bible is now with us. And we see Jesus in bread and in grape juice and wine. We see even Jesus
in lunch.
In those people out there.
Do we see him in songs?
Strictly speaking, Martin Luther said that Jesus was even in your smelly socks. But Jesus is present everywhere because Jesus is right there. Right in your heart. So even though we can't see and touch Jesus like we can see and touch other things, we know that God is with us. Jesus is with us because of God's promise. So Jesus is in the jar because Jesus is in your heart. Jesus is in the jar because Jesus is
in
your robe. Okay? Let's pray. You ready? You guys are exhausting. Gracious God, we thank you for being present with us in every moment. And we pray, God, that you'll be with us in every day and every moment of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said,
amen.